11th Perek of Menachos Mishnah, 8th Mishnah. Sida es halechem b'Shabbos v'zichin la'achra Shabbos. If you put the new breads on Shabbos, but the cups of the levoina spice he put in after Shabbos, because of b'zichin b'Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos he burnt the sacrificed these spices psula. Why? Because in order for it to be a kosher korban, everything had to be on the shulchan from one Shabbos to the next. Here, the spices came on only Sunday. And if at the time the kohen burnt these bezichin, he was thinking about eating it in the wrong time, it doesn't do anything because the korban is possible anyway. But noisa, there's noisa, noisa, but tamei, noisa, tamei. There's no koris. Because the koris also is only if it was brought properly. See, it's a lechem as a bezichin b'Shabbos. He set them up properly on Shabbos, both the bread and the spices. V'hiktas a bezichin achar Shabbos. He burnt them on Sunday instead of on Shabbos. It's also possible. Then chayiv olam mishum pigul noiz v'tomei. Because as we said, not only does it have to be put on the shulchan on Shabbos, it has to be burnt and taken off the next Shabbos. See, it's a lechem as a bezichin achar Shabbos. He put them both on after Shabbos. V'hiktas a bezichin b'Shabbos. It's also possible. Because, like we said before, they have to be put on Shabbos and taken off the next Kesha Tiyasa. What happens if we put them after Shabbos? Is there any takona? You have to leave them for another Shabbos. In other words, they have to be on the Shulchan two Shabbos. It's part of the first Shabbos, part of the second Shabbos. Even though there'd be room to save, it's more than a week on the Shulchan, it automatically becomes possible. No, that's not possible. And therefore, if you put the man during the week, you have to leave the man to the following Shabbos.